it's been a big week for Everton. I don't think I'm understating things to say that it's been a bit of a historical week for Everton. I think the fact that things have played out in the way in which they have played out means that there at least is the, I suppose, platform for Everton to be specifically good. Right, tell you what, let's go over to one of the Everton supporters who's regularly with me here on the show, a man who knows probably a little bit more about it than I, a football journalist with the Daily Mail. El Bretland joins me on Radio City Talk. El, how are you feeling? Because I don't know what it is, right? Having been joined by a selection of Everton fans over the last couple of nights, it feels like it could be a very divisive week in the history of Everton Football Club, and I don't think I'm underselling that.
No, it's definitely a big week in the history of the club. I think for the first time in a number of years, it seems that the plan's in place. They finally got a chance. You know, we finally got a chance of maybe seeing them through. We finally got some resources. We've got ambition, but now we've actually, it seems like these are going to be a reality almost. It seems that, you know, usually we sort of get let down at the last stage, but the plans that we've heard about over the last week have been really promising, really encouraging, and it looks like, you know, down the line we could have a lot more money to sign players and we could be playing in a fantastic stadium on the docks.
Now, for every good piece of news that Everton fans get, they usually take it with not a pinch of salt, with a bag of salt. And I'm talking about one of those massive bags they put cement in, and then they throw that over the left shoulder hoping that it would all come through, because this is what's happened to Everton. And we spoke yesterday, it was 1994 when Everton were promised stadium improvements, stadium movements. We've got so far ahead of that. Obviously, you're cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying to one of my friends the other day, I'm 26 now, and I've got programmes from when I was first going to the match, aged 8, 9, 10, and you look at them, and there are plans to move in to a new stadium on the docks. That's 15 years ago, and as you say, even before that, there was 1994, and there have been a lot of plans, and we've not been able to see them through, but obviously, when you've got a billionaire owner, those plans, sort of, there is more reason to be optimistic. It seems that we've got a man in charge of the club now that he knows what he's doing. You know, that's no disrespect to Bill Kermit.
But what makes you say that? They're, apart from the Arsenal link, right? And Arsenal has looked after itself basically because it has been a force in the Champions League for the last 792 years, right?
Yep.
Come forth in Arsenal and everything is forgiven. But what makes you say that Farid Moussiri knows what he's doing?
I think in terms of, from a football point of view, that it may not be as easy to say he knows what he's doing, but in terms from a business point of view, I think he's a man who knows his stuff. And obviously with Usmanov as well, you know, you don't make your billions if you're not a good businessman. I just think that, you know, the money is such a huge part of it. The, you know, money talks, as they say, and money helps hugely. I just feel, and I think a lot of Evertonians feel the same way, that because he's a businessman who's proved himself, you know, billions in the bank, it feels different this time. I think a lot of Evertonians would agree. You can't really put your finger on it yet, but there is reason for optimism.
There's a lovely meme doing the rounds. I'm sure you've seen it today, that where it says that Farid Moussiri, he's worth £1.4 billion. And then there's a little Everton stick figure saying that, oh, that means that Everton are technically worth £1.4 billion. We're going to win the league. And he's wearing one of those T-shirts that shows Everton 6th, Liverpool 7th. So it's really interesting. Yeah. But very truthful little meme that's doing the rounds, because Everton haven't got £1.4 billion, right? They are going to have to be very clever about how they develop things. Now, word on the street is the fact there could be a new sponsor. The ground, Finch Farm. Now, tell me about this and give me details on this. Yep. It is Mr. Usmanov, who is also linked with Arsenal. Because Finch Farm isn't technically owned by Everton Football Club, he can, even though he's involved with another Premier League club, his holdings company can sponsor Finch Farm. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So obviously with the financial fair play rules and that are in effect now, obviously Farid Moussiri, with his money, he cannot just go out and buy the best 11 players. There has to be, Everton have to find ways of generating cash that through their own means, basically, so that, you know, because otherwise all clubs who get a takeover would have a quick route to success. The sort of the way Chelsea did. So what Everton are doing now is very savvy. The company that is run by Usmanov will pay £75 million over 5 years for the naming rights of the training ground, which, as you say, isn't owned by Everton. But it's similar to, I think, Paris Saint-Germain, and I think Manchester City did similar. They both came into money at a time when the financial fair play rules were much more stringent. So clubs have to be clever to generate funds with sponsorship. And obviously, if we're getting £75 million over 5 years just to name the training ground, it's very exciting to see what clever ways the club can sell, you know, other parts of the stadium, for example, or, as you said, the sponsor on the shirt.
Call me a little bit sceptical, but I think the thing that scares me most about this from an Everton perspective is the fact that there is the link of both gentlemen, both Mr. Usmanov and Mashiri, who are so closely tied to Arsenal. And they still are. You can't say that they've completely broken away from that.
No.
Now, I'm hearing in my ear that Mashiri has no links with them whatsoever, but we haven't seen this before. We haven't seen somebody who's come out of a Premier League club to go back into another Premier League club and having to look for loopholes in order to spend their money to sponsor things, right?
Yep.
It's been pretty straightforward with some of the big clubs. Somebody who has some money, wants to promote something, they get in the back of a Premier League club and they become a relationship builder, if you like. Manchester United are exceptional at it, right? Liverpool have become really good at it over the last sort of 10 years. Does that not worry you?
When the news first broke, I heard about it about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and when it first broke, there had been speculation about Usmanov maybe having an eye on Everton, but a lot of people had obviously said that he had a 30.04% stake in Arsenal. So obviously, you know, you can't be involved in two Premier League clubs. It just doesn't work. So there was a bit of confusion with that, but other people have claimed that Usmanov will never be directly involved in Everton, as in he will never have stakes in the club. But because of his close relationship with Mashiri, he will pump money into the club because his stakes in Arsenal, because of the politics going on there with the board, it's very, very unlikely that Usmanov will ever have control of Arsenal. So, like I say, it's only speculation. But
it feels like he just, because Mr. Usmanov has himself, I think, in the past said that he wanted a controlling stake of Arsenal. The way in which it's set up, the way in which the shares are set up, the owners are set up, that is not likely to happen in the at least the medium term.
Yep.
So he's deciding that. Are you not thinking like some people that, you know, he's throwing his toys out of the pram, and you're saying, oh, he's not getting directly involved with Everton, he's doing it through this other way? It just seems a bit messy.
It does seem messy, but I think that's in the short term. Like I say, it is only speculation. You know, nobody's yet spoke to Usmanov to see his plans, but I think Mashiri has said in the past that they work very closely together. And you would look maybe and you would think, well, if he knows that he's never going to get his control of Arsenal, and his one of his closest friends has money in another club, you don't know that, you know, we don't know that they may have decided that, yeah, let's take Everton. We've seen that there's potential there. Let's put the money in there. See if we can get them into the Champions League, generate money, because, you know, the Champions League, the Premier League especially, is where the money's at for these businessmen. So it's very difficult to, at this moment, a day after the news broke, in terms of the deal with the training ground and the company and who's involved, it's very difficult to see, as you said. It does seem messy at the moment, but I just don't know over the long term whether Usmanov will, you know, cut his ties with Arsenal. Because already we're going to be getting £75 million from the company that, you know, Mashiri's involved in the company as well. So as you say, I think Evertonians do need to be a bit, you know, we don't want to get too ahead of our stations. It's very, very promising at the moment, but as you say, it's a bit unclear at the moment.
Yeah, I don't want to compare it to Hicks and Gillette, but you just kind of have to look at something that happened just across the garden there a bit, and to see exactly how it can go a little bit wrong. But you used a great term there now when you said long term, and Mr. Usmanov potentially could play into your hands down the road. Are Everton fans willing to wait for the long term? Because this is the issue. we said at the start of this year, it was 1994 when the first new ground was muted. That's such a long time ago. Yeah. Every Everton fan who's been in touch with the show over the last even sort of 48 hours has said that they're doing this very, very cautiously, and they'd like stuff to happen a little bit quicker. Would the ground be enough for you just at the moment?
To be honest, you know what would be the first thing? Starting on Saturday with the FA Cup third round, give the FA Cup a good go. An FA Cup in Koeman's first season would be huge, and I think even with the squad he's got at the moment, that would be great. So I would say the FA Cup is hugely, hugely important. And then, as you say, the stadium, I think the stadium for this season and for this year, I think if the stadium plans was up and running and that got confirmed, I think that would be enough for fans at the moment, because, as you said, it is a long time since the plans, but to finally get those plans in place, it will give us that boost for the long term rather than just the short term.
I like the thought of some of the highlights and headlines that are coming in now at the moment. Obviously, Ademola Lookman is now an Everton player. We'll talk about him in a second. It looks like that Morgan Schneiderlin is edging ever closer to Everton. I've heard everything from he's doing his medical tomorrow to his medical has already been done to the money's already in the bank. Schneiderlin is just a very private person, and it'll come out now in the next day or so that he's an Everton player. Whether that happens or not, we don't know, but it seems that Everton are favoured to sign the player. Does that show some sort of intent and more intent, both he and Lookman? Just, I know it's only two signings.
Oh, it's huge, because in the past, as you know from myself and your producer, Dave Downey, the last transfer window, when we did the final bit of business on the last day, I think...
Or not, as the case may be.
Well, yeah. to have two players, it'd be great to get Schneiderlin done at the start of next week, ideally, if not sooner. To get two players in the first week, one with an eye to the future and one that would, he'd go into most Premier League teams straight away, Morgan Schneiderlin. I think it's been a really positive start to 2017. We're only 6 days in, but, every day there seems to have been good news. I at the moment, what I've heard is that the Everton are £2 million short of the valuation that Man United want. £2 million in today's money isn't great.
Especially when the club's worth £1.4 billion, as we just established at the start of this interview.
Exactly. So I'm sure that there must be, the finer details to sort out. But I am confident, Schneiderlin is keen to come to Goodison. He's not interested in the move to West Brom, I'm told. So he is keen on Everton. We're keen on him. We just need to stump up the cash and hopefully get him in the team as soon as we can. Because, as I said, he can really, he's good enough to play for Manchester United, I think. It's obviously that, Mourinho just doesn't fancy him in the way he plays or whatever. But I think Schneiderlin would be a fantastic signing and sort of player that we need to be bringing in at this stage in Koeman's project.
And very quickly, I suppose 2 points very quickly. One, are you not a little bit worried that Schneiderlin has no real game time under his belt, and the fact that Gay has gone to the African Cup of Nations, that potentially the middle of the field might be a little bit weak for a week or so very quickly?
Yeah, Idrissa Gay is a massive miss. He's been great. And yeah, Schneiderlin hasn't played that much Premier League football, so hopefully he stayed fit. But, we've got Tom Davis who's come in. Ross Barkley can obviously drop a bit deeper. We can cope. But it's not ideal, but hopefully we can get Schneiderlin soon enough.
Time will tell with Ademola Lookman as well. It's something we'll talk about in the weeks to come, because we'll get to see a bit more of the player, because we know very little about him, despite the fact we hear he's kind of a Zaha / Blassi player that's maybe got a better finish to him. But let's not look beyond Leicester travelling to Goodison Park tomorrow. Give us your prediction, and how do you think Everton can get on? This really would cement a good week if they get a result here.
Yeah, I think I think it's a game we should win. I think it's a game we will win. I'll go for a 3-0 win.
3-0 win. I've got you at 3-0. Let me see. I think it was Jonathan who called me a couple of minutes ago. He's going for 4-0. This is good, heady, positive times at Everton. It almost feels a little bit weird.
I know. It's because we finally have some good news.
Right. Let's hope it remains good news. Let's hope it's not just a smokescreen for anything. Let's just hope that Everton get the signings when they need the signings. So I will wish you, I think for the first time, I'll wish you a happy new year, Elliot. But I'll also wish you a very happy season as well, because having spoken to you in 2016, when things weren't going great, this could be a corner for Everton fans. So best wishes with everything.
Yeah, that's great, Connor. Cheers, you too.
That is Elliot Bretland from the Daily Mail online. If you want to go and give him a follow on your Twitter machine, just stick in Elliot Bretland or El Bretland. There's some really good, insightful stuff he has there up on his Twitter feed, and you can read all his views on everything from the blue half of Merseyside.